With so much news these days about the spread of coronavirus, maybe you're feeling a bit anxious? Well, imagine how kids are feeling. NPR's Corey Turner has been talking with child development experts about how to help children make sense of all this.
Actually, kids? Yeah, you, in the back seat. I'm just going to talk straight to you. So, first things first, you're probably wondering, what is this coronavirus thing?
The coronavirus is really interesting.
Tara Powell is one of several super smart people I spoke with. She teaches at the University of Illinois School of Social Work.
While a lot of the symptoms are similar to the flu, so you can have a cough, you can have a fever, you can have other types of flu-like symptoms, it actually originated from a bat.
At least that's scientists' best theory at this point. Kind of cool, right? And it gives me the perfect excuse to play this.
I'm Batman-ing.
I'm Batman. I'm awesome. I got a 9-pack. I'm awesome.
The next thing you need to know comes from somebody named Joy Osofsky. She's a clinical and developmental psychologist at LSU Health Sciences Center in New Orleans. And she says there really haven't been many cases of coronavirus here yet. While there will be more, so far, most of the cases everywhere else haven't been that bad.
And a very low percentage of coronavirus cases have occurred so far with children. And if they do occur with children, they tend to be very mild.
Like mild salsa.
The other thing that's really important for you to know is that the medical people are on top of it so that they can protect all of us.
Tara Powell told me there are lots of helpers out there.
Lots of helpers, yeah. Lots of people working at the government level, at the community level. Parents also will work to keep you safe. So making sure that you're protected from getting sick, just like they do with the flu.
And you also have the power to protect yourself. Dr. Crystal Lewis works at the National Institute of Mental Health, and she helps kids who struggle with anxiety. And she says you really need to
wash your hands and make sure that you're not sneezing and then touching other people or touching your nose and your mouth.
Or touching other people's noses or mouths. Not that you would, because, I mean, that would be weird. Also, when you wash your hands, use soap. And don't just do it for 3 seconds. Try singing the birthday song in your head twice while you're scrubbing. Oh, and if you pick your nose and then wipe it on your desk, Dr. Lewis says you not only have to wash your hands,
then you might want to wash your desk.
Tara Powell says there's one more thing she'd like your help with. You've probably heard that coronavirus was first seen in China. But she says, please don't avoid kids or say mean things about them just because you think they might have a mom or a dad from China, or maybe they visited China.
We all have to remember that just because somebody looks different or talks different doesn't mean they are at a higher risk of getting the coronavirus or spreading it either.
I'm running out of time here. So Dr. Lewis wants you to know one more thing. If you still have questions, ask your mom, ask your dad, your auntie, your teacher, because
a lot of times what you hear in the news, what you see on social media, even what your friends tell you can make you a lot more scared and anxious than you really need to be.
After all, she says, it's not your job to do all the worrying. Leave that to the rest of us. Corey Turner, NPR News.